Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. Let me be first to wish you Happy New Year. I pray this podcast blesses you, encourages you, inspires you, challenges you, and motivates you. Hey, I was pretty fired up about that New Year's podcast. I was fired up about it because I've been thinking a lot about watching some of these pastors and what they're doing with their churches. They're actually posting things like, we're going to shut down the church this weekend. I want you to be safe. We want to be safe. And I understand that to a minimal degree. We want to be safe. And I just want to ask, and I did ask one pastor, and he deleted me. He canceled me. Because actually, if you talk about the Bible to some of these pastors, they don't want to talk about it. They just want to talk about why they aren't following what the Word says. And I didn't do it with an accusatory tone. I just asked him questions. And he deleted me. Why are we as Christians playing it safe? Play it safe? Wait, what? Did Daniel play it safe in the lion's den? Did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego play it safe when they were thrown into the fiery furnace? Did David play it safe when he faced Goliath? Did Moses play it safe when he walked up to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go," and then ran for his life? Ran through the sea, parted the Red Sea so the Jewish nation could go through the Red Sea to safety. He was going towards safety. But he surely wasn't being safe walking up to Pharaoh and saying, "Let my people go." Was Stephen safe when he was stoned to death for proclaiming Jesus as Lord? Was Jonah safe when he tried to run from God and the giant fish swallowed him? I mean, you can go on and on and on. Was David safe when he went to battle and he put the worshipers out front and he trusted God to guide him in battle? Was he being safe? What about Paul going against the grain of being a religious Pharisee? And now proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. He was beaten, put in jail, shipwrecked. I mean, you could go on and on. Was he safe? We tend to love safety, don't we? Was Peter safe when he faced death on an upside down cross? Was Jesus being safe when he called the Pharisees? When he said that the Pharisees were like their father, the devil. Why do we like safety so much? This pastor actually said, "I want my people to live." Well, guess what, pastor? You have no choice in that. I want my people to live. What about live spiritually? What about live eternally? What about how desperate people are right now to have fellowship? What about how desperate people are to be in a church building, fellowshipping together because we've been quarantined now for 2 years? I shouldn't say we, but many have been quarantined for 2 years. And you want to shut down the church? We want to give COVID power over a healing God? He also said something to me. Like, it was something of the nature of, "I don't want my people around each other and around COVID." Did we forget what it said in Psalm 91? Just because people get COVID, does that mean that God is not a protector and a provider and a healer? When did God tell us to be safe? Was Peter being safe when he stepped out of the boat and onto the water? In the middle of a storm? What are we thinking? We can go through missionary after missionary, martyr after martyr who has given their lives in the middle of countries that hated Christians and put them to death. And we closed down our church. We have China and other countries like Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and other countries where Christians are literally hiding and having church, knowing that they could be killed at any moment. We have missionaries going to foreign lands that are being slaughtered by people who hate the name of Jesus. And we want to talk about, I want you to be safe. What are these pastors going to do when they start killing Christians in the street for what they believe? See, we really don't believe the word. We really don't believe the word. He actually said, I was ignorant with what I with my beliefs. Really. So the Bible says, do not stop meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. And yet we're just going to stop meeting together so we can be safe. We can be safe. I was reading Ephesians 10. He actually told me to read Ephesians 10. It was Hebrews 10. Listen to what Hebrews 10 says. But recall the former days. He's talking to people who have now accepted Christ. But recall the former days when you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. If he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. We're closing churches down because of a virus that is 99% recoverable. But we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. That's Hebrews 10, verses 32 through 39. I recommend reading it. My righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Do you hear safety in there? People being persecuted. People being put in jail. People having their heads cut off. And we in America want to talk about being safe from COVID. Give me a break. People are dying in other countries simply professing the name of Jesus, and we're closing our churches down, and you've got the nerve to say, I want to keep my people safe? What? Are you kidding me? Have we forgotten the verse, to live as Christ and to die as gain? I don't know. I'm at a loss for words because it's happening everywhere. I'm not saying all churches are like this. I love the church. But when pastors start giving in to government mandates and politics over the word of God and what God says in his word, I am done. And it's amazing how when you just talk to them about it, try to reach out, how hateful they get. You should have seen the response from this so-called pastor who did not want to be called out on the fact that he should never be closing his church. God doesn't want you to live safe. I'm not saying go out and be stupid. He even said, oh, should we not wear seatbelts and not take medicine? No one ever said that, but God surely did not say, let's close our churches down. Trust in the Lord. Lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. God doesn't want us to be safe. He wants us to be bold and courageous. He wants us to have courageous faith. Let's stop the games. Let's stop living in fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.